This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. Democrats held their third presidential debate on Thursday in the U.S. state of Texas. The debate was a spirited encounter that included clashes over health care, immigration, foreign policy, involving the top 10 Democratic contenders, all vying for the right to take on President Donald Trump next year. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has more.
The current frontrunner, former Vice President Joe Biden, defended his plan to expand health care coverage and challenged some of his liberal rivals to defend theirs.
How are we going to pay for it? I want to hear tonight how that's happened.
Biden's critique was directed at Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, both of whom support a more expansive government-run approach.
How do we pay for it? We pay for it. Those at the very top, the richest individuals and the biggest corporations, are going to pay more.
Every study done shows that Medicare for All is the most cost-effective approach to providing health care to every man, woman, and child in this country.
Others on stage expressed concern that Democrats were too busy fighting each other and not directing their fire at President Donald Trump. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
The United States is moving ahead with millions of dollars in aid for Ukraine's military, money that had until now been held up in the White House. White House officials Thursday confirmed the release of $250 million in funding from the Pentagon and another $141 million in financial assistance from the State Department. This happened shortly before lawmakers were set to admonish the administration for the delay. The full story and others is on VOANews.com. This is VOA News. Climate change.